Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome once again to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and we're going back to February 2012 on today's delve into the Bugle archives. There was good news for the male of our great species back then. That's right, it was confirmed that men were not going extinct yet. Two men, me and John Oliver, celebrated in true Bugle style in episode 184, entitled Wangdalust.
Top story this week, dudes news! And last week, Andy, was a lady special, which will have been impossible for any male buglers to enjoy, as lady news to men is completely confusing. We have no way to relate to everyday female experiences, so in the interest of balance, we're going to start this week with a number of stories for the 49% of the population who somehow managed to inexplicably earn on average 20% more than their lady counterparts for doing the same jobs. Having said that, all buglers, regardless of gender, have free tickets to the Sausage Fest. I declare this wang tank open! Men's health news! And men are not going extinct. Yes!
Awesome!
We did it, Andy!
Awesome news.
We did it. We looked into the abyss and we survived, because it turned out it wasn't actually an abyss after all. It was just a very realistic painting of an abyss with an ice cream store behind it. There had previously been some research from Professor Jennifer Graves of Australian National University.
A woman. Let's make that very clear.
A lady scientist. That the Y-sex chromosome, which only men carry, was decaying genetically so fast that it would be extinct in just 5 million years. Which really made you think at the time, what's the point in going on?
I don't know.
We should either just give up or get breast implants, put on a Victorian lady's bonnet and live out the rest of our lives as our female alter ego, Betsy LaRue. Now, Professor Jennifer Graves was actually not alone in this theory, because genetics professor called Brian Sykes, in his book Adam's Curse, A Future Without Men, also predicted the end of the Y chromosome, but thought it might take as little as 100,000 years. Well, you, Jennifer, and you should be ashamed of yourself, Brian, because men aren't going anywhere. And you are a disgrace to your own balls, Brian Sykes. You are not worthy of the wang, because you should have known deep down in your plums that genetics are not going to destroy mankind. It will be some ludicrous mistake of our own doing.
Well, personally, I'm a bit disappointed that it's turned out that we're not going extinct, because I can only really work to deadlines. And knowing that our once great gender only had another 5 million years, would have really focused the mind on what we really want to achieve as a gender, John. And I just feel now we're just going to drift, just carry on drifting. I mean, what have we really done since Caligula?
Well, that's a fair question. Yeah. Now, the good news is that new studies show that genetic decay in recent history has been minimal, with the human chromosome having lost no further genes in the last 6 million years and only one gene in the last 25 million years. And to quote a Professor Mark Pagel from Reading University, there's a future for males in the very long term, going on to say that the new reports are a very nice piece of work, showing that gene loss in the male-specific region of the Y chromosome proceeds rapidly at first, exponentially in fact, but then reaches a point at which purifying selection brings this process to a halt. He then grabbed his balls, Andy, and said, I've got your research findings right here, buddy! Oh! So nice try, ladies. Thinking that all you were going to have to do was run out the clock and wait for just 5 million years for us to evolve into women as well. Well, too bad, because in 5 million years, I'm going to be standing on a mountaintop in triumph, oiled up and flexing my pecs.
Again. You've got to start doing different photo shoots, John. You just can't have the same shot every year for 5 million years.
Andy, if it is broke, refuse to fix it. That's my motto. Penis news now. And off the back of the... There's no easy way of saying that, is there?
In the words of Wolf Blitzer.
Off the back of the ridiculous contraception discussion still taking place in America, some members of the Georgia House of Representatives have come up with an interesting way of combating them, introducing their own reproductive rights plan, no more vasectomies that leave, I quote, thousands of children deprived of birth. Representative Yasmin Neal's bill, HB 1116, would prevent men from getting vasectomies unless needed to avert serious injury or death. Well played, ladies. It seems like you have learned the ways of the douche from watching us at work. The student has become the master.
I don't know how many scenarios that would apply in, you know, when you need a vasectomy to avert serious injury. I mean, quite a narrow field, isn't it?
Well, they're just wanting to make sure that that's covered, though. But that's just good bill writing.
It's really great to see politicians such as Yasmin Neal responding to idiotic politics with joke politics. That's what America clearly needs.
Lowering the bar further and further. And in fact, the joke bill is beautifully written. It says, it is patently unfair that men avoid the rewards of unwanted fatherhood by presuming that their judgment over such matters is more valid than the judgment of the General Assembly. It is the purpose of the General Assembly to assert an invasive state interest in the reproductive habits of men in this state and substitute the will of the government over the will of adult men. Holy shit, Andy. That is some black belt level legislative douchebaggery. But they should have taken it one step further and forced all the old men who've already had vasectomies done to have them painfully reversed instead.
and then compulsorily inseminate women.
Yes, that's exactly. I think that might turn a decisive number of votes towards a more realistic attitude towards a woman's right to choose.
I think Yasmin Neal is possibly in line for a Bugle Big Brass Ovaries Award. But at some point, John, I think the pro-life lobby in America is going to have to address the issue. Should sperms have the vote? And if so, should it be one sperm, one vote, or one ejaculosplash, one vote? That's a very difficult one for the... I don't know, is that covered in the US Constitution or not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they were way ahead of their time, but not quite that far.
Because I guess time is going to come, John, when scientists can analyse every sperm in the world and every egg in the world and work out how they would vote if they fertilised each other. And they have done some preliminary research on this. It turns out that sperms are actually very left-wing, but eggs are quite right-wing, which is why Republicans are so scared of gay marriage, but absolutely love lesbians, I think. I'm not a scientist. But the fact that sperms are left-wing, John, they're almost Stalinist, in fact, in that only one of them gets to achieve anything and millions of them die for nothing.
Take that, Stalin.
Yeah, take that.
Take that. Yeah, Yasmin Neal said, if we legislate women's bodies, it's only fair that we legislate men's. She said she wanted to write a bill that would generate emotion and conversation the way that anti-abortion bills do. Going on to say, there are too many problems in this state. Why are you under the skirts of women? I'm sure there are other places to be. Oh, Yasmin, that is where your otherwise flawless argument falls apart. For there is no other place to be than under women's skirts. One can build a fort under there, take a picnic and read a book. There's no place a man feels safer or more at home than hiding underneath a woman's skirt. I believe that Winston Churchill delivered most of his key World War II addresses from underneath some specially selected lady skirts. He said it helped him concentrate and made the acoustics much better.
We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them in the air. Keep still, Brenda. Stop shuffling around. I'm trying to read. We will never surrender. Brenda, you could have given me a courtesy heads up there.
Qualified satirists. Qualified.
Qualified. In fact, Georgia's not the only state fighting back against men's reactionary involvement in women's health issues. Because earlier this month in Oklahoma, Senator Constance Johnson proposed a provision to an anti-abortion bill that read, any action in which a man ejaculates or otherwise deposits semen anywhere but in a woman's vagina shall be interpreted and constructed as an action against an unborn child. She basically attempted to ban masturbation, Andy. The only problem would have been if they called her bluff. This had actually passed, this bill, and America essentially criminalised being a 13-year-old boy. 13-year-old Billy, you're accused of ejaculating or depositing semen somewhere other than a woman's vagina. How do you plead? Oh, God, Billy, what are you doing? Not here. Officer, take him to jail. I'm going to take that as a physical guilty plea.
I'm sorry, Your Honour. It's just you said vagina.
It's gone quite blue this week, hasn't it?
It's about to go one step bluer because finally, in Virginia, in January, the state senate there debated a bill that required women to have an ultrasound before an abortion. So, Democrat Janet Howell attached an amendment to the bill that required men to have rectal exams and cardiac stress tests before they could receive Viagra. Again, Andy, that is legislative kung fu. But forced rectal exams? Okay, that's enough, ladies. You have made your point. But I've lived my life under the very strict rule that a conversation that features the phrase forced rectal exams is a conversation that has got way out of control.
Oh, that was not a good name to choose for your first band, was it, John?
Well, that was February 2012 for you there. I know what you're thinking right now. I want to listen to a newer episode of The Bugle. Well, here's a tip. Find it on the internet right now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.